Criminalization. Jesse Battle from Chosa says, if someone has a disorder that is accepted in society, then the reaction is, oh my God, come here, let me help you. When they have a substance use disorder, they say, okay, hold up, pull out your pockets, stand against the wall. Dr. Jennifer Hemmel-Luker, PhD, teaches the class Sociology 265, Drug Use and Abuse, Getting High in the United States. The course material offers a critical perspective into the sociological implications of drug use, drug market dynamics, policy, and legislation. Dr. Hemmel-Luker says, our funding system is very kilted towards incarceration and not providing treatment programs. Police and correctional departments are worn down by seeing the same people come in and out of the prison or jail system. Now we're starting to see more programs that take a social work perspective, where the goal is not imprisonment, but connecting the person to resources that they might need. If we really wanted to solve the drug problem, we would provide more treatment. Checking the box. The criminalization of substance use means that if convicted, the individual will lose access to substance abuse treatment and care, as only 16% of prisons in the U.S. offer some form of drug rehabilitation. Housing and housing aid vouchers, food stamps, employment opportunities, student loans and scholarships, and voting rights. A program graduate from Chosa says, you can't go into a rental place and say, well, I dropped off the grid for 2 years and I have a criminal record. Can you set me up? Chosa aims to reduce such barriers to access by acting as a liaison. Program graduates and participants are offered transition houses that help establish a rental record, assistance with reclaiming driver's licenses and affordable vehicles and maintenance service, vocational training and work experience, counseling for continued education and or job search, certificate programs, and GED assistance.